Hey everyone, so I'm going to talk about now how I manage my emotions. Yes, this is a thing. So I don't know if you know this, you probably do. I spend £250 a month to learn how to manage my emotions. Unfortunately, in school, they didn't think this was, you know, an important trait that, you know, teaching us. Our thoughts become our feelings, and our feelings become our actions, and our actions then become our results. So if you're ever like procrastinating highly or on just anything in your life, perhaps look at the stress in your life that you don't even realize. Have a look at the problems, and you'll usually find out that that is actually what's holding you back. So how I'm going to manage my emotions is that I do a thought download, and then I'll just really think, you know, what was I feeling? And just walking into your emotions, like being like, hey, negative Nancy, come sit down, love, come have a cup of tea. And because this is the thing, a lot of people, they have a negative emotion and they just like, and they just panic and they hate it and they just reject themselves and they feel so bad. And then this one negative emotion doesn't last one day. It lasts 2 days, and then that 2 days turns into a week. Honestly, it's fine. We all have negative emotions. So it's understand the negative emotion. And then it's like, do you know what? Actually, today I want to be focused. And why do you want to be focused? And just really doing all that work to understand the benefits. Because for me personally, in my outside life, I'm so on point because it's just myself. But in my work life, because I'm around so many other people, it's really hard to it's much harder to manage my emotion, but I can do it. It's my faults at the end of the day. So it's just all about, you know, monitoring yourself. I'm worth that investment, and you are too. So please ever go listen to the Life Coach School podcast. Self-pity, I think, is 150 something. Oh my goodness me. It will just like, just have a listen to it. And I challenge you to see whether that sounds like you at the moment, if you're unsatisfied in any area of your life. Okay. I know, I didn't like it either, but I guess I was self-pity Sally Parker after all. See ya.